WNEW FM in New York. It's just about 10 minutes after 11 o'clock this Easter Sunday morning, and we have an Easter Sunday present for you after we take care of a couple of commercials. Steve Goodman is here, and I'm real excited about that. Orbach's After Easter clearance starts when? Tomorrow, of course, with great buys for the whole family. For women, dresses, jacket dresses, and pantsuits, $13.99. Double knit stripe coordinates, $4.99 to $14.99. For men, Famous Maker Leisure Separates, 25% off. Rugby shirts, $4.99. For the kids, boys, suits, 20% off. Girls, dresses, $7.99 and $8.99. And much more at Orbach's After Easter clearance.
In March, aboard one of Iberia Airlines' daily 747 flights between Madrid and New York, Richard Federbush of Chesterfield, Missouri, talked about Spain.
I read in a little magazine before we left that the Prado was the art museum in Europe to visit. I just felt so overwhelmed by the magnificence of what was in it. I never appreciated Goya. And El Greco was just a name to me. I had seen prints of their works, but to see them alive, and when you see their paintings, you see them alive, it just, overwhelming is the only word.
For the vacation of a lifetime, an Iberia Mundicolor tour of Spain, see your travel agent or Iberia, the airline of Spain.
A beer like no other beer.
Unshaved for people.
I want flavor that won't disappear.
Unshaved for people.
Consistency makes a great beer, and Schaefer's consistently great tasting every single time because Schaefer's brewed the old world way. Kreuzening, we call it. Since 1842, Kreuzening, the extra step of brewing twice, has kept Schaefer consistently fresh and crisp, consistently great tasting beer after Schaefer beer.
I want a beer like no other beer.
I'm Schaefer people. I want flavor that won't disappear. I'm Schaefer people. A Schaefer beer goes straight to your thirst. Your last one tastes as good as your first. Go out and get a Schaefer and be Schaefer people too. Go out and get a Schaefer and be Schaefer people too.
The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company, New York, New York. Vince Gelsa with you here this Sunday morning, WNEW-FM in New York, and it is my real pleasure to welcome on Easter Sunday, Steve Goodman.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'll let you know at noon when I wake up. I don't take the steak out of my heart till about 12.
It's the standard complaint that everybody has when they come up on this Sunday morning show of mine, but everybody seems to have a good time.
I wouldn't miss it for the. They told me I had a good time last year.
Yeah, you did. You had a real good time, and so did the rest of us. And it's nice to have you back in New York with us. You're going to be out in Jersey tonight, right?
Yeah, in Passaic. We're going to make a short stop at Mary DeMarco's house, at Albanetta's mother's house for Easter dinner. Yeah,
and then out to the Capitol Theater tonight with Janice Ian, right?
Right.
Later on this week, you'll be doing Avery Fisher.
Yeah, next Friday. In between, I think I'm going down to Haverford College in Pennsylvania one night. Something else, I can't remember what it is.
And right now?
You asked for this, right?
And right now, yeah.
Vince Gelsa of New York, you asked for it.
Thank you.
Sorry, Irving. Roll Irving for a lit must be rolling over. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographer will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about that Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade. Play it, Irving.
I knew that if anybody could do the Easter parade on an Easter Sunday morning and make it palatable for all of us, it would be you. Would be you, Steve. That was delightful.
Old Irving.
Did you guys run into the parade outside when you were coming up? Are they out there yet?
They're out. There's a woman in a black... sit up close to the mic, dummy. Okay. A woman in a black hat and a pink parasol right in front of the... Oh, what's the big church?
St. Pat's.
Right, okay. Yes.
And that was it?
Oh, yeah, her and 2,000 people looking at her. But other than that,
it's going to be a little hot out there on the street today, I think. It's going to keep a lot of folks away from walking up and down.
It's going to wilt a couple of bonnets. What time does it start? Is it supposed to?
It just happened. Somebody called before. A lady from New Jersey called. She said, time does the parade start? It's just people who wander in, you know, and start walking up and down Fifth Avenue. It's not a parade like the Thanksgiving Day parade or something like that. It's just folks who walk up and down the street. They just close off Fifth Avenue and do it. People with lots of nice clothes on. That's all.
Oh, good, Al. We can go out there and walk on your shoulders and we'll be afloat. you wanted this one too, right? We're getting all the oldies out of the way here. So good guy pick hit of the week. John Philip Sousa has all his songs played at football games, and they did this at the Super Bowl. The cast of Up With People sang this song at halftime at the Super Bowl this year.
Aren't you proud?
It was pretty wild to, you know, get shots of the cast of Up With People from the Goodyear blimp while they were playing this song. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning race. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. Out on the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee and it rolls past houses and farms and fields. Passing towns that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Just a singing good morning, American, how are you? Don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. And I was dealing cards with the old men in the club car. Penny a point, ain't nobody keeping score. Pass that paper bag that holds that bottle. Feel the wheels grumbling beneath the floor. Sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their daddy's magic carpet made of steam. And mothers with the babes asleep go rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Just a singing good morning, American, how are you? Don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Time on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning, through the Mississippi darkness rolling to the sea. All the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings that song again. Its passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. And it's good night, American, how are you? And it's don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. Gone 500 miles when the day is done. Good night, American, how are you? Don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. Gone a long, long time when the day is done.
And the song wasn't written by Arlo Guthrie or by the cast of Up With People, but by Steve Goodman, City of New Orleans. Thank you very much for doing that this morning, Steve.
Oh, that's all right, man. I guess you got in trouble for me not doing it.
Yeah, last time you were here, last summer, man, I got so many complaints from people who said, how could you have Steve Goodman on the air and let him get out of the studio without singing Good Morning America? That's the title that everybody has for that. So, you know, that's become the title of the song now, you know.
I guess. Especially with how gloomy it was last time.
It was a very rainy morning.
Yeah, it was a wet one.
Middle of August or something like that. So I've kept myself safe from harm for another couple of days, I'm sure, by your singing that.
I didn't mind, man. It's all right.
Let me ask you a question. Songwriter writes a song like the City of New Orleans, gets a satisfaction out of writing the song and hopes that other people will enjoy it. Any songwriter, any artist, any creator hopes that other people will get some satisfaction and enjoyment out of the work. City of New Orleans becomes this amazing hit. You know, it's used as the theme songs for shows and it's at the Super Bowl and all that kind of thing. And I'm sure everywhere you go, people play the City of New Orleans. You have to do it. Do you get tired of it?
No, not at all. I got real lucky, you know, as the Arlo slowed it down and read the words. He made a terrific record of it, you know, and it, it, his record of it is why it caught, you know. Yeah. And it was real. Joe Smith, the guy who runs Asylum Records now, was at Warner Brothers, I guess, at the time. And he ran with a record that, you know, had words on it. You know, I thought it was pretty nice of him to do stuff like that. Mm. So, I mean, it was a bunch of other people that had as much to do with it being as widely accepted. You know, an artist can create something, but it there's so many steps between what happens with the creation of something and the public, you know. And if any of those steps in the middle get goofed up, then you might as well be singing in the shower. Yeah. And so I caught a break with that. I mean, when Arlo slowed it down and read the words right.
Because I almost felt a little embarrassed asking you to sing it this morning.
Oh, man.
Because you always hear stories about people just, they get tired of playing that same song or those same 10 songs or whatever that were the real big super hits, which is an understandable thing that people want to go on.
As long as I get to play the other stuff too. I mean, what might end up happening in another 5 years, I'll have to do 5-hour sets. But you know, marathon performances. But I don't know. I think as long as you can keep a balance between where you were and where you're going, it's okay.
Can we hear some more of Where You Are Right Now after we do some commercials?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Steve Goodman with us on this Easter Sunday morning at WNEW-FM in New York.
Take one long look at the fabulous 1976 old Starfire Super Coupe and you think, who could possibly ask for anything more? Well, you could. You could ask for an automatic transmission or a 5-speed transmission. And as long as you ask before April 30th, you can take your choice at no extra charge. That's quite a deal. So buy your old Starfire before April 30th and get yourself all wrapped up in the Starfire experience.
I'm all wrapped up in the Starfire experience.
Remember, you can get either of these transmissions, manufacturer's suggested retail price $244, at no extra charge when you buy a 76 Starfire. See your Olds dealer now.
Yes, we got soul, soul, soul in this nation. We got soul in this nation.
Here's Bill Cosby. Brought to you by the McDonald's restaurant near you.
One man the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. would have liked to have had accompany him on the historic march in Washington was W.E.B. Du Bois. It would have been more fitting since Du Bois' 93 years had been one long march of relentless striving for the advancement of black people everywhere. Du Bois, in fact, helped found the NAACP, and through his scholarly writing and lecturing, succeeded Booker T. Washington as the dominant black voice in America. Yes, the Reverend King would have relished marching alongside the man, but W.E.B. Du Bois, one of the most brilliant minds to grace this or any country, passed away August 28, 1963, the very day the march occurred.
Soul of a Nation is brought to you with pride by the McDonald's near you. These bicentennial profiles highlight contributions blacks have made to our country.
Yeah, yeah.
Magazine announces Club International, a new men's magazine dedicated to the idea that the connoisseur of ladies should scour the whole world to find perfection. Club International takes famous name photographers all over the world to bring you clear and forthright pictures in the style that made Club Magazine famous. This month, Club International brings you Molly from Casablanca, Suzanne from London, Sandy from Amsterdam, Corina from Madrid, and Rusty from L.A. If you've heard of the famous Mile High Club, you won't be too surprised at Club International's photo feature on airline stewardesses and in-flight follies. Club International takes a pre-season look at sexual hang-ups in North Africa, reveals the true identity of Lady Chatterley's lover, and brings you the private mail of a blue movie queen. So come on, all you Club Magazine fans, don't miss this sensational package. Club International is for real connoisseurs, and it's available now wherever you buy magazines. Club International, it's not recommended for sale to persons under 18.
And if we take care of one more piece of business here, we'll be done for about a half hour, and we can just sit back and share some music with Steve Goodman, who was part of this piece of business. It says here, John Shear presents tonight at the Capitol Theater out in Passaic, New Jersey, an evening with Janice Ian and Steve Goodman. On May 7th and 8th, Blue Oyster Cult and Slade. On May 15th, the New Riders of the Purple Sage. On May 22nd, Nectar with Synergy. There's no way. Tickets are available now at the Capitol Theater box office out in Passaic and at all Ticketron outlets. That's tonight, Janicean and Steve Goodman. May 7th and 8th, Blue Oyster Cult and Slade at the Capitol Theater. Their phone number out there for information is 201-778-2888. And Steve Goodman is with us right now here in the studio. It is 11:30 in the morning, WNAW-FM in New York. I'm Vince Scalza, and we've got them all to ourselves. It's yours, Steve.
This record that we just made, I'm pretty proud of because I got to play with some friends who live in New York. A guy named Steve Berg, who sort of been everybody's sideman and what have you, from Phoebe Snow to David Bromberg and a few others. Just sort of been right on the edges of the whole thing for a long time. He's come out to Chicago and helped me produce this thing, and I couldn't have made the album without him. And he and Pat Chamberlain and Paula Ballin and a few other people who live in town just helped me put together some of the songs on this thing. And Jeff Gutchen played some piano to beat the band on this thing. But we also had some help from Jesse Colin Young's reed player, Jim Rothermel, who played everything. Played the whistle on this. I'll do this. This is for Sidney Greenstreet. Down to the banana republics, down to the tropical sun, come the expatriated Americans, expecting to have some fun. Some of them come for the sailing, drawn by the lure of the sea, to cure the spirit that's ailing from living in the land of the free. Some of them are running from lovers, leaving no forward address. Some of them are running marijuana, and some are running from the IRS. Late at night you can see them in the cheap hotels and bars, hustling the senoritas as they dance beneath the stars, spending the renegade pesos on a bottle of rum and lime, singing give me some words I can dance to and a melody that rhymes. Once you learn the native custom and a word of Spanish or two, then you know you can't trust them, because they know they can't trust you. Down in banana republics, it is not always as warm as it seems. When none of the natives are buying any second-hand American dreams, expatriated Americans are feeling so all alone, telling themselves the same lies that they told themselves at home.
renegade peso on a bottle of rum and a lime. Singing, give me some words I can dance to and a melody that rhymes. Down to a banana republic, down to the tropical sun, come the expatriated Americans, expecting to have some fun.
For Sidney Greenstreet.
Yeah, I guess.
The Fat Man.
Just, or for anybody else who ever kidded themselves in into the good life.
There are those big ceiling fans.
Right.
Constantly revolving around in that song, in my mind. That's the predominant image. That and kind of, I guess, wicker chairs. And a parakeet off to the side somewhere. I don't know why the parakeet got in there.
That's all in there.
It's all there. Okay. Yeah.
Parakeet rather than parrot, probably, right? Yeah.
A parakeet, a parrot, an owl, I don't know what.
Yeah. One of those. Maltese falcon, too. Yeah.
So. The dirty bird.
Yeah.
This is WNEW-FM in New York. Let's play a track from
it's
the
an
new
aviary
album.
Now.
It's some kind of weird thing. A track on the new album that just kind of stands out, it more than stands out, it jumps out of the record and has really surprised people who...
They're gonna 86 me from the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago for this, I'm sure.
That's what I was about to say. People, we all tend to classify and define people and kind of put them in certain categories. And we think of Steve Goodman, we think of a person who comes from the folk scene, a person who's a real fine acoustic guitarist, a person who can do some, you know, country-oriented stuff, does old jazzy things. People are really shocked by this incredible rock and roll thing on the new album. And they love it.
Well, as long as they're not upset about it, I'm delighted.
Man.
I always loved these tunes, and I learned how to play from a guy named Howie Berkman in Chicago, played in a bar band. And we played all this stuff in VFW halls and Sweet 16 parties when I was a kid. So,
this is from the new album, Steve Goodman.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
friends are always telling me that I'm old-fashioned, out of date and born too late to ever catch on. But maybe that's because they can't imagine the love of an old-fashioned girl. Now when they tell you you don't have a leg to dance on, she is the one that you can take a chance on. The one who knows the difference between promises and passion is my old-fashioned girl. These days it's smart to hide your heart behind some painted smile. But have no fear, I will still be here when love comes back in style. And maybe it's the way she lets me think I caught her. When I'm without her, I'm a fish out of water. And maybe someday our daughter will be an old-fashioned girl. Some painted smile. But have no fear, I will still be here when love comes back in style. So go ahead and tell me I'm old-fashioned. I know one thing, you can bet your cash on. Love that's built to last and can't be rationed between an old-fashioned boy and girl.
Well, that's a real contrast. Two things from Steve Goodman's new album, Tossin' and Turnin' and Old-Fashioned.
Yeah.
And they
wrote that at Steve Berg's apartment.
That sounds like it's a 40 or 50 year old song. It really does. I mean, you really captured quite a mood.
That's the nicest
that
thing you could have said about it. I mean, Paula Ballen and Pat Chamberlain and Berg and I did that one. When did that start? It started around October or November, that one. And bits and pieces of it got written over a month or two.
It's a really lovely song. I mean, it's so corny, but it's also very, you know, I mean, that's part of...
We didn't expect it to be anything but that.
Exactly. But there's such an honesty about it, you know, and such a purity.
And I thought Jimmy Rothermel played a wonderful tenor solo on it, I think.
Now, he's the guy who plays with Jesse Colin Young these days,
yeah,
right?
He's an ace. He's been with Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. He's an ace. Strong player.
This is WNEW-FM in New York. It's 15 minutes before noon, and we have a real nice Easter Sunday morning going here with Steve Goodman.
Salesman joke. It's called Death of a Salesman. That traveling salesman stopped for gas as it was getting late. His eyes was tired and it's starting to snow out on the interstate.
And he says, will you fill her up, my friend, and see if my oil's all right? Do you know a place where a tired out traveling man might spend the night? The attendant winked at him and said, I bet you've been around. Now the man who puts up lodgers here is known as Farmer Brown. You'll find him in that big stone house that's just at the edge of town. And he's got a 15-year-old daughter who likes to fool around. Now the salesman winked right back at him and a smile came to his lips. He paid for his gas and oil, and then he gave that man a tip. He started up, and he pushed that old gas pedal down to the floor. Roared off like a bat, and in nothing flat, he was at the farmer's door. Now the door opened up, and a beautiful girl says, won't you come on in? That traveling salesman's tongue was hanging out like Rin-Tin-Tins. That old gas station attendant said, I would find you here. And do you have a suitable room you could rent to me, my dear?
The last kind, sir, I'm sorry, but the last one's gone, you see. So if you want to spend the night, you will have to sleep with me.
He says, how fortuitous, my pretty little miss.
And he threw his arms around her and he gives that girl a kiss. Words, words, got him. Her warm and tender ruby lips, he scarcely could believe. And he never saw the hammer she had hidden up her sleeve. She said, I'm getting sleepy, why don't we go to bed? And as they turned to climb the stairs, she whooped him on the head. Now the very next day, the salesman's car with brand new license plates was sitting in Farmer Brown's gas station down at the interstate. So all of you traveling salesmen who might be passing through, better watch your step or that traveling salesman joke will be on you.
When I first heard the record, I was sitting there saying, well, okay, how's Steve going to get himself out of this one? You whooped
I almost
him on
did
the
it
head,
just then,
man.
Let me tell you.
That's on the new album, Steve Goodman's Words We Can Dance To. We've got something better than the new album this morning. We've got him right here in the studio live. And if you want, play another song for us.
Tune that B string.
You know what tune we get a lot of requests for these days? Because of that that Larry Gross song, Junk Food Junkie. A lot of people call up and request the Chicken Cordon Blues from that album of a few years back. So.
Met you, baby, you fed me on chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes, and babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is seaweed and alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and I got my doubts. And babe, you left me here with the chicken cordon bleu. My stomach is empty, all I got is food for thought.
I've been sitting here thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of brown rice and 5 more of beans and 5 pounds of granola, and you know what that means. I'm a regular fella and I got the chicken cordon bleu. Starved for affection, and I don't think I can stand no more. This stuff is so strange, the cockroaches move next door. Don't you see that old dog standing out in the street? Got a big smile on his face because they let him eat meat. And I got you, and I got the chicken cordon bleu.
I'm on a diet these days. I love that song.
I don't know. That was a fun record Somebody Else's Troubles album.
That was the second
album
on Buddha, right?
Yeah. Someone from those days, I guess, just called Nancy Lewis. She manages Monty Python now.
Right.
Yeah, she was working at Buddha when I was there.
Are you working with a band tonight, or are you doing a solo thing?
Yeah, I guess I'm doing the solo thing now. You know, it's sort of funny. All the players that I get to play with in the studio, at least half of them live in New York or with bands from the New York area. So when I come east every now and then, they sit in. And David's band has my rhythm section next week. Well, David's rhythm section is the one loaned for the record, I guess. Uh-huh. Hugh McDonald and Steve Mosley, the bass and drums. So I imagine I'll get to sit in with them maybe.
Tonight out at the Capitol Theater, Steve Goodman will be playing along with Janice Ian.
Right.
And then Friday night, this coming Friday night, Steve will be at Avery Fisher Hall.
Yeah, one of the first gigs I ever had in New York ever was in the old Gaslight in 1969 with Janice Ian.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Society's Child.
Yeah, absolutely.
She has certainly grown up and matured, hasn't she? Yeah. Turned a lot of people on, too.
She makes great records.
That's going to be an interesting show tonight, you two guys together. That's that's talking about
Duel of the Midgets.
Yeah. No, I wasn't referring to that at all, Steve.
It's going to be great.
We have a couple of more minutes left before noon. Can we do something?
Absolutely, man.
I want to thank you so much for coming up.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it.
An Easter Sunday morning, man. This has been a real pleasure.
It was a thrill for me. Got to do something to go out on. I started last time with this, if I remember right. Let me see if I can... Say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Now millions of hearts are broken just because those words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart I'll cry. So be sure it's true when you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. yes, I do. I love you. You break my heart, I'll cry. So be sure it's true. When you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. It's a sin to tell a lie. It's a sin to tell a lie.
You're so good. You really, you just overwhelm me, man. You're so good.
It's very nice of you to have me up here, man. I hope I'm awake next time.
Steve, no, I
didn't mean to fade in and out of the mic.
I don't ever want you to be awake. I mean, because the two times you've done this now, you claim you've been asleep and you've done fantastic shows for us.
Well, great, man. I'm going back to bed then. Thanks for having me.
Steve Goodman will be out at the Capitol Theater in Passaic tonight and at Avery Fisher Hall this coming Friday. And anytime, man, anytime you want to come back and share this time with us on a Sunday morning, you are more than
welcome.
It's
very dear of you to have us up here, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And have a nice Easter dinner.
I'm on my way.
Okay. John Clemmer, of course, in the Gentle Morning Song, and that brings us just about to a close for this Sunday morning. Dennis Elsis will be along after the 12 noon news here at WNEW-FM in New York. Again, my thanks to Steve Goodman for sharing some time with us this morning. I hope that you have a real nice day. I hope that you find some place to stay cool on this very hot Easter 1976. I'm Vince Gelsa. I'll see you again tonight at midnight. Take care and have a good day.
Just barely afternoon, happy Easter, and it's a 4S day indeed, a sunny, sizzling, scorching, sweltering Sunday, with the temperature high well above the old record. Just a few minutes ago, the temperature in Central Park hit 94, count 'em, 94 degrees, and it'll stay hot and hazy for a couple of days at least. WNEW's meteorologist will tell us why and predict how long it'll last. Brooklyn Bandits raid a Boy Scout fundraising dance. A Good Samaritan is a hit-run victim of one of the motorists he tried to pacify this morning in Brooklyn. The Prez's press secretary crosses a picket line, and we'll hear him ham it up. Dennis Potvin comments on the Islanders' big win last night in the playoffs, and the Sluggers from Shea and the Bombers from the Bronx try to keep it going this afternoon. As I was saying when I was so rudely interrupted 6 months ago, I'm Rudy Rudiman, WNEW News.